So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in page Nun, Amud Bet. Nine lines from the top. Bet Chaburot v'chule. Two groups that eating in one house, and they're actually in two different rooms. If small amount of that, those people from the first group can see even a small amount of people in the second room, so they can make zimun together. If there are two here and two there, or five here and five there, they can join themselves together to zimun. If they're two and two, by being in two groups, by joining, they're gonna have the ability to make a zimun, because zimun have to be from three and more. If they're five and five, by joining together, or four and six, no matter, they become to be a group of ten. A group of ten can say Elokeinu in Birkat HaZimun. So for that, they want to join for one of those two reasons. Or to have a Zimun, or to be able to mention the name of Hashem, Elokeinu, in Birkat HaZimun. This is the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, Tana, we have a Braita on that. Im yesh shamash benehem, if there is a helper between them, a waiter between them, Shamash Metzarfan. So the helper is joining them. What it means joining them? Even if they cannot see each other. If they can see each other, we talked about it already in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is talking about something new. What? That if there is a helper, that we know for sure there are five over there and five over here, we cannot see each other, but there is one waiter that is running between the rooms, he is joining those two groups. Mean that they can say Elokeinu, of course, if they hear each other, even if they cannot see each other, because of that helper.
He goes to both groups?
Why not?
Part of this group?
Metzarfan joining them.
He is
running for both of the groups. Yes, this is what the Gemara is saying. Shamash benehem, between them, means he brings to both of them. Wonderful. Next part of the Mishnah. Ein mevarchin al hayayin. We're not saying bracha on the wine. We saw in the Mishnah that we're not saying bracha on the wine until we're adding one third of the amount of the wine of water into that cup, into that bottle. One third of water. And no, two thirds, no?
Then you have three parts water, one part wine.
Really? Show it to me. Would love to see that.
Okay. I think it's Russian.
Matnitin. Rashi is not talking about it.
Ah, here we go. No, it's in the Gemara Shabbat.
Where is it?
It says it's required a dilution with three parts of water and each part of wine. In Shabbat. In the second Shabbat.
Let's see, please. Right, thank you very much. One part of wine and three parts of water. So strong. Oh Hashem, thank you. Very good. One part of wine to three parts of water. It's mamash, it was so. Now we can understand that you cannot say bracha. We said one third, okay. But if it's three thirds, it's three quarters, or that it's going to be three thirds? Three quarters. Three quarters. So, shlosh trevei of water, three quarters of water, it's almost you don't have wine in that glass. So, it means that the wine itself was mamash concentrated, very, very strong. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Shmuel. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, so what we said before. Again, we're reviewing the Mishnah. If they added the three amounts of water to the wine, you can say Bore Peri Agefen. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, if I'm not wrong. And Chachamim are saying, you can say, yes, it's Rabbi Eliezer, and Chachamim are saying, you can say Bracha on it. Okay? Now, the Gemara is saying, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Yain, wine, Ad Shelo Natan Letocho Maim, until that the person put water into it, En Mevarchin Alav Bore Peri HaGefen. You cannot say the Bracha on it, Bore Peri HaGefen. Like we explained it yesterday, that when we're saying Bore Peri HaGefen on grape juice, on wine, actually it's because that we upgraded the grapes. On orange juice, if you squeeze the oranges, and now you're going to say Bracha on the juice, actually you downgraded the orange juice from their level. Orange, you're saying on Bore Peri HaEtz, it's a higher level than Shehakol that you're going to say on the juice. You downgraded the orange from his level. But on wine, when you're saying Bore Peri HaGefen, on the wine, actually before you were saying Bore Peri HaEtz, on the grapes. So you upgraded the grapes from their place. When it's happening, only after you're adding water into the wine. So, again, we're going to learn that, we're going to start that brayta. Yain, wine, ad shelo natan letocho maim, until that the person put water, add water into the wine, ein mevarchin alav bore peri hagefen, we're not saying on that, bore peri hagefen, that Hashem creates the vine, Ela bore peri haetz, just bore peri haetz, not shakol, bore peri haetz. Because we said the halacha is not that on liquids you're saying shakol. The halacha is depends on the level of the food. If you downgraded it, or you upgraded it, or that it stays in the same level. If you haven't changed the status of it at all, it's the same. For an example, if now you're taking dates and you yourself making paste out of those dates, you can say on it Bore Peri HaEtz if you know for sure that it's only dates. But it's not dates anymore, it's a paste. But you, if you know for sure, you can say on it. If there is a doubt, or if it lost totally all of the shape of the texture of the fruit. So there is a side in the halacha to say, like on, I know it's called puree. How you call it?
Puree.
Of potatoes. You can say on it. People are saying on it. There is an opinion to say on it. Shehakol niya bidvaro. If it lost all of, but there is another opinion. If those potatoes, you put them, you know that it's only potatoes. Why are you going to say shakol on? It's potatoes. For you, it's potatoes. If you got it, something else. If you know it for sure, it's something else. So, the halakha depends not in how that it looks, or it means in if you downgraded it from its first level, or upgraded it from its first level, or not. And on grapes, if you squeeze them, you haven't changed their status yet. At all. Wine, it's only grapes. Maybe they're putting spices or something in it, adding. But lemaise, if you're just gonna take the juice out from the grapes, put it in a bottle, after a while, you're gonna have wine in that bottle. Because the sugar of the grape itself creates the alcohol. You don't need to make no process. It just happens. So, actually, it stays, this is what the Gemara is saying, it stays in the same status. It haven't been downgraded by squeezing it, and haven't went up yet. Why? Because you haven't added water to it. It's impossible to drink it yet as a wine. After 3 months, if you're going to take it out from your closet, and now you want to, from the barrel, and now you want to drink it, it's impossible to drink it. Impossible. This is why you have, by the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, have to add water. And only then you're upgrading it from being Bore Periaetz. Okay. Venotlin mimeno layadaim. And also you can use it to make netilat yadaim. A person that have to make netilat yadaim and he doesn't have water, he allowed to use every other kind of liquid to do netilat yadaim with it. So, on wine, soon we're going to see that you cannot use wine for that. Why? Because you upgraded it. It becomes to be important. It's like that you're not allowed to dry your hands on the bread. Because the bread is important. So also wine is important. That you cannot use wine to make netilat yadaim. But before that you add the water and you upgraded it to be wine, it's still bore periaetz, it's still tree, it's still fruit juice. You can use it for making netilat yadaim. Rabbi Reuven, I'm blessing you that you're never going to have to keep that halakha. Don't worry, you're always going to have water and the natla. Don't worry. Okay. But, mishenatan letocho mayim, from the moment that he add water into the wine, into the grape juice, mevarchin alav bore peri agefen, you're going to say on it bore peri agefen. Now you made it, how you say, like edible to drinks also?
Drinkable.
Tasty. And now you can, actually you upgraded it, you can say on it bore peri agefen. Ve'en notlin mimeno layadaim, and you cannot make netilat yadaim with it anymore. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. You see that Braita is completing for us the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it was concentrated. It was a short way of putting things. Now in the Braita we opened it more. V'chachamim omrim, but chachamim are saying, when it's written chachamim, wise people, actually it means all of the rest of the chachamim of that generation. Because if there was someone else, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, that was arguing, you could see him. Means that we haven't heard no one that is arguing on that opinion. Chachamim omrim, all of the rest of the chachamim. Ben kach, this is chachamim, it's Rabbanan also. Rabbanan, the rabbis, or chachamim, wise people, it's all the same. Ben kach uben kach, this is the opinion of chachamim. If you added water or you haven't yet, mevarchin alav bore peri agefen. You say on it, bore peri agefen. This is the opinion of Chachamim. From the moment that you squeeze the grape, it's become to be juice, it's bore peri agefen. This is it. This is the opinion of Chachamim. Ve'en notlin imenu layadaim. And you're not making netilat yadaim from it, from the moment that you made the juice out of those grapes. This is it. Orange juice, no problem. So the Gemara is asking, Keman Azla Ha, that opinion of Chachamim, no, not Chachamim. I think that it's talking about maybe both of them even. Actually, both of them, also Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, they are arguing on wine. But both of them actually agree that you can use other kinds of food, or by the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, even grape juice before that it become to be wine, to different uses. To wash your hands, for an example. Chachamim are not arguing on orange juice. They're going to accept it on orange juice. So, on that, now the Gemara is asking, Keman Azlaha, all of that shita that you can use food and drinks for other uses, where on who they're counting, where they learned it from. The Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Ose Adam kol tzrachav bapat. A person allowed to make all of his needs in a bread, in a loaf. means you allow to dry your hands on the loaf, you allow to put things on the loaf, you allow to hold papers in your office that you're not going to fly with your roll, with your loaf, no problem. This is the opinion, it's not la'alakha, it's the opinion of Shmuel. Still you can see that it's written halakha. You see the small letter dalet? It is halakha. We need to check. Means that you need to check. This is what that I learned yesterday from Rav Avram. Rav Avram, when we gave him homework 2 days ago, he went to ask Rav Elchanan Elgod. He made it easy for himself. He haven't opened the books and like, Baruch Hashem. He turned himself over to me, Baruch Hashem. He revealed his secret. Baruch Hashem, it's also good or positive. He went to ask Rav Elchanan, how can it be over there we saw that there was an opinion on how, what's the nusach, the way of saying Birkat HaMazon. And the Gemara said, if you're saying it like that, you're a Talmid Chacham. If you're saying it like that, you're a Bur. That we learned that the Bur in Hebrew and in English, it's the same, right? Everyone agree with you, so much, you're in a good place. So, wonderful. So, and we saw that the small letters of En Mishpat, the Ner Mitzvah, the place that is showing to us which opinion is been nifseka lehalacha, been took to the halacha, was always in that situ, in that sugya, on the place of the bur, of the person that is an Amaretz. So we ask ourselves, how can it be? And also in Birkat HaMazon, we know that actually there is the different nusach. It doesn't always written in Birkat HaMazon what that is written in the book. So how can it be? We took the nosach of the Talmid Chacham to Birkat HaMazon, but the Psak Halacha is written over there on the side of the book of the Am Haaretz. So how can it be? So Abram went and asked Rav Elchanan Elkod, and Rav Elchanan told him that first of all, by Pshat, if you see that small letter Dalet, Hey, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, it doesn't mean that it's the Halacha. It means that over there, it's showing you the source of the halacha. You should open the book and to look what the halacha is saying on that subject. Then you're going to understand what actually been took to the halacha. And he explained that over there, that actually we are taking that opinion of the Talmidei Chachamim, but if you said like the book, you still fulfill your obligation and you are Yotzei Yedei Chova in Birkat HaMazon. This is what it's written over there in a certain way. Different words la'alacha, that you can say it even though that it's a bur, but still you can say it, it's still gonna be count as Birkat HaMazon. So also here it's written that a person allowed to make all of his needs with the bread, with the loaf, and the halacha is saying that it's right, means it takes you to see the halacha. So it doesn't mean that we're allowed to use the bread for anything else now, until we're going to open the source of the halacha and going to see exactly what is allowed to do with bread, what's not allowed, what Chachamim learned from that sentence in the Gemara. We cannot understand what is the wisdom of Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef Karo in Shulchan Aruch, he brought it down. He brought it to us that we're going to be able to understand. Or the Rambam and the rest of the Mefarshim. Wonderful. So it's written that a person is allowed to make all of his needs with a pot, means other uses you're allowed to make with bread, with other kinds of food. If they said bread, for sure that you allow in all of the rest of foods to do something else. Bread is the most important one of them all. Keman, the Gemara is asking, that opinion of Shmuel is like whose? Who is the first one that brought that opinion? Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer. Like Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. Okay? We learned the Mishnah. We brought another Braita. The Braita was explaining the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We asked, that Braita was counting on whose Shita? On what did Shmuel said? Shmuel, where you learned, huh? On who you're counting? On Rabbi Eliezer from our Mishnah. Made a circle.
Rabbi
Eliezer, he is the one in the Mishnah that is saying to us that you cannot. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, "En mevarchin al hayayin ad sheiten letocho mayim." Dibrei Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot say Birkat Borei Peri HaGefen on the grape juice until you're going to add water to it. So from that we learned that actually you can do other uses with it. Understand? It's not written, but this is the understanding of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Modim Chachamim le Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Bekos shel bracha, and glass of blessing, glass of wine that we're going to make kiddush on it. She'ein mevarchin alav, that we're not going to bless on it. Ad she'iten letocho maim, until that you're going to put water into that wine. Chachamim agree. So Chachamim have two kinds of wine. They have wine of regular days, and they have wine of blessing, wine of kiddush, a certain kind of bracha. On that wine, they agree that you have to add water to that cup. Okay? Maitama, what's the reason? Amar Rab Oshaya, Rab Oshaya said, Ba'inan mitzvah min hamubchar. It required to have a mitzvah
choice
from the choice, the best, from the best wine that you have. If you can add water to the wine and now it's going to be tasty, people are going to enjoy from it, so it's a lot better to do that. And for a mitzvah, you're obligated to do that. If, for an example, a person have a bad wine, something that he cannot, the mamash he hates to drink, and he's got a better wine, in the Kiddush of Shabbat, he's obligated to use the better wine and not the worst wine. He's not allowed, even if he needs to suffer very much from that he's so cheap, still, he has to do that.
All white, cheap white today says Yayin Muvchar.
Muvchar.
Remember to say that.
Verabanan lemai chazi, but Rabbanan, when they said that wine without water is still drinkable, and still you can enjoy it, what they saw that you can use it for? To drink it? For sure you cannot. You cannot drink every eat of it. You cannot take a zip, omrim, shluk, a zip from it. You cannot.
Sip.
Zip out of it. You cannot. No way. So, what are they using it for? Why they said that you can say on it Borei Peri HaGefen? For what? Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, Chaze le kuriyati. You can make kuriyati out of it. What is kuriyati? Kuriyati, it's a certain drink that you add honey and pepper to the wine. And now you made it to be sweet, and you can enjoy from it. It's a little bit spicy, it's a little bit hot, it's a little bit sweet from the honey, and now you can drink it slowly, slowly, like a liquor or something very strong, but you can enjoy it with the honey. So the Gemara is closing that sugya over here. But I read that there is a question on that. If you can say, by the opinion of Rabbanan, Borei Peri HaGefen on grape juice only after that you added honey and pepper, so what's the difference between honey and pepper to water? Means that you also agree that you cannot say Borei Peri HaGefen on grape juice. You cannot. It's not drinkable. So why are you arguing? They are arguing. The argument is about the amounts. On water, when you're adding, you add 3/4. So you totally changed the liquid, the wine. But on kuriyati, you can put also a very small amount of honey and very small amount of pepper, and it's not really changed the wine, but actually you can enjoy from it already. This is why they're arguing. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita. Dalet dvarim ne'emru bapat. Four things been said on bread. En manichin basar chai. You cannot put raw meat on the bread. Al hapat means that it's not gonna spoil the bread because of the blood and the water, the liquids. It's gonna ruin the bread, so it's not allowed. Ve'en ma'avirin, and you're not allowed to pass kos male al hapat, a full cup above the bread. You're not allowed. If now your wife, your son, your guests ask to drink and you fill the cup, you're not allowed to bring it to them above the bread. You have to bring it from the side, that the water, the liquid, will not gonna spill on the bread. So you see that we are afraid from mi'us ma'achalim, that food gonna be spoiled. We're afraid of it. We're honoring, we're respecting the food. We saw before that Shmuel said that you make all of uses that you need in bread. It was hard. It is an opinion. We need to see, like we said in the halacha, what they're talking about. Maybe the Gemara gonna explain it soon. But for now, alright, you can use it for something, but it's hard. And now to support the fact that it's hard, you see that there are four things that you have to watch out from bread. First of all, not to put nothing wet on it, especially not meat that contains blood also. And also, you're not allowed to take a glass of full with liquids above the bread that you're not going to spill. Ve'en zorkin et hapat, and you're not allowed to throw the bread, even if he's very hungry and very far from you, and your mamash wants to help him, so stand up from your seat, walk and give him the bread. You're not allowed to throw bread, not sandwich, nothing. Ve'en somchin et ha-ke'ara bapat, and also you're not allowed to lean the bowl, to lean on the bread that will not gonna spill, that's not gonna fall. Bowl can be round and it's not standing by itself, or that something happened to it, one leg broken or something, and you have to lean it on something. You're not allowed to do that on the bread. Why? Because we're afraid that some damage is going to happen to the bread. Amimar umarzutra, Amimar and marzutra, ve'rav Ashi and Rav Ashi, all three together, kachu rifta behade hadadi. They were eating bread all together. They were sitting in a meal. Aiti lekamayhu tamre verimone. The helper brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Shakal marzutra. Marzutra took. What he took, soon we're going to see. But he took one kind of the food. Patak lekamede Rav Ashi. And he threw it in front of Rav Ashi. He took that food and threw it to Rav Ashi. Distena. Now the Gemara is saying what he threw. Distena. Distena, it's meat. On that, we have a problem. What's the problem? First of all, they said that they brought to the food, to the table, dates and pomegranates. Who said that there was meat over there? So how can it be that he was throwing meat? Now, there is another nusach. There is another... Who is the one that said it? I don't know. I don't remember. There is an opinion to say that it doesn't written distena means meat. Just it's written what? What Rashi is saying?
Meat.
Yes, distena, it's meat. Soon you're going to see the problem with it. Actually, the other opinion is to say that it's written Romana, not distena, Romana. Romana, it's pomegranate. So, what's the difference? What do we care if we threw meat or if we threw the pomegranate? That meat, it's something that can be ruined by throwing it. If it fell on the floor, it become filthy. It's stuck, earth gonna stuck to it. Cannot eat it anymore. But pomegranate, if you're throwing pomegranate and fell on the floor, nothing happened to the pomegranate. Nothing happened to it. It's closed. It got a shell. It's sagur. Nothing gonna happen. So there is a difference between food that can be ruined by throwing it to food that cannot be ruined by throwing it. Alright? So, on that, so, now we're gonna try to learn, and in every situation we're gonna try to learn for both sides, if it's to be a meat or if it's gonna be pomegranate. We're gonna see the difficulty with it. Amarle, so, Rav Ashi told him, Lo sabar le mor, aren't you counting, assuming, counting on that assumption? Leha de Tanya of that Braita that says, En zorkin et ha'ochalin, you're not allowed to throw food. So, Mar Zutra answered to him, Hahi bepat Tanya. That Braita is talking about bread. It's not talking about meat or pomegranates. It talks about bread. You're not allowed to throw bread. Vehatanya, so he's asking him, but we saw in a different Braita, Keshem she'en zorkin et hapat, exactly like that you're not allowed to throw the bread. Kach en zorkin et ha'ochalin, also like that you're not allowed to throw all kinds of food. Amar le, so he answered to him, Mar Zutra answered to him, Vehatanya, but we saw another Braita that's saying, Af al pi she'en zorkin et hapat, even though that you're not allowed to throw the bread, אבל זורקין את האוכלים, you're allowed to throw other kinds of food. So you have contradiction between those two brightot. אלא לא קשיא. So it's not hard. How are they gonna settle? They explain both of those brightot that contradict each other. From one side, you're not allowed to throw no other kinds of food. From the other side, you're allowed to throw all other kinds of food except of bread. How are we gonna settle that? Habemidi de mamis, habemidi de lo mamis. Here it's in something that's gonna be ruined by throwing it, like meat. Here it's in something that's not gonna be ruined, like pomegranate. The conclusion is open. Who was right, Rav Ashi or Mar Zutra? Okay, because that Ella, the conclusion is not of Rav Ashi or of Mar Zutra. Their argument finished, but we don't know how it finished. If that was right or that was right. Rav Ashi answered to him, and Mar Zutra answered to Rav Ashi. But we don't know that justice was with who. So actually the Gemara is explaining to us that if it was meat, so Mar Zutra was wrong. If it was pomegranate, so Rav the opposite. If it was meat, so Mar Zutra, no, like I said, Mar Zutra was wrong. If it was a pomegranate, so Rav Ashi was wrong. But still, I'm wrong. If in both of the cases, it's going to be, you have two options, okay? If it was meat, so it can be that he's right and he's wrong. If it was pomegranate, it can be that he's right and he's wrong. Both of the options are okay. Wonderful. To throw it's not allowed. Mamash, it's not allowed. To pass it. Or to stand up and to hand it, to give it. Not to the hands, on the table. Have to put it on the table.
No, I know.
You can see people that dye their hair to pink also. And walking barefoot on glasses, on broken glass.
The
gamblers. Yes.
Gamblers.
Because it's Minhag Avelim. You know what's Minhag Avelim? People that died, mourners, they're not allowed to do things by themselves. So we're handing things to their hands that they will not going to take it by themselves. So we're not doing it to other people that they will not going to be like mourners. Chas v'shalom. So if you hand something to someone, you have to put it on the table for him.
So it's not only bread, but it's like
everything. Everything.
Everything.
It's better to put and then that he will take. It's not halakha, or maybe it is, but I don't know. But it's better not to hand something from one hand to the other. It's better to put it on the table and that he's going to take it. And by that you're showing that he's strong. strong and stable. So if it's a kid, if it's someone that needs help, so okay, you can help him. If it's very heavy, you can help him, it's okay. But it's better to put the glass in front of him that he's going to drink whenever. No, you give him the glass of wine. All right, now, you have to drink it. Or that he's going to take it and put it. What? Let him decide.
Sometimes you're on the street and you give somebody something.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm saying again. If it's a must, if you need to hand something to someone, hey, help me with it, hold it, not a problem. More minhagim, not to even stricter, not to bring from one end to the other knife or scissors or things like that. But I don't know if it's against bad eye or something like that, not to create fights, arguments between those people. There is a source to that custom, to that minhag, but it's still a minhag, it's not halakha that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, I have two important meetings now, so we have to read Rashi as fast as we can, with understanding it. Where were we in Rashi? Im yesh shamash b'nehem, if there is a helper between them, shemeshamesh lishtehem, that helps both of the groups, Rab Michael. Shamash metzarfan, the helper is joining them, even though, afal pi, she'en elu roin et elu, even though that group cannot see the other. Kegon yiriyah prusa b'nehem, for an example, if there is a certain sheet that separates between them. Ein mevarchin alav bore peri agefen, you cannot say on it bore peri agefen, lefi she'ayah yeinam chazak me'od, because that the wine was very, very strong. Ve'ein ra'uy leshtiyah belo maim, and you cannot drink it without adding water to it. Hilchach, this is why, akati lo ishtane lema'aliyuta, still it haven't been changed to upgraded to be wine. ולא זז מברכתו הראשונה, and it haven't moved from his first blessing. והרי הוא כענבים, and it's like grapes, וברכתו בורא פרי העץ, and the blessing ענבי בורא פרי העץ. It haven't been downgraded yet also. ונוטלין ממנו לידיים, and you can make נטילת ידיים out of it, the שם מים עליו, because you can call it water. Demei perot be'alma mikre, because it's like water of juice, of fruits, means juice. It's like water, it's drinks, it's liquids. Mishenatan letocho mayim, when he add water into that wine, shem yayin alav, you're calling it wine. Ve'en notlin ela be'mayim, and you cannot make netilat yadayim with nothing else except of water.
And this netilat yadayim is from almost not in water. Right?
What?
This netilat yadayim is talking about is in
not in the morning.
No,
on the morning also, but not to tefillah, beli neder. To netilat yadayim of the morning, yes, of course. Yes. But not for the tefillah. For netilat yadayim to remove the tum'ah, yes, but not to prepare yourself to shmona esrei. This is something else. Need to see the halacha over there.
There is
very good smell, mamash recommended. Take one that's with and move char on it, chosen. Okay. Lashon acher, another way of explaining it. Hachi garsinan, this is how we should learn the Gemara. Yain ad shelo natan letocho maim, wine until that you haven't put water into it. Mevarchin alav bore peri ha'etz. You should say on it bore peri ha'etz. Ve'ein notlin imeno la'yadayim, and you cannot make netilat yadayim with it. But mishenatan letocho mayim, from the moment that you add water into it, mevarchin alav bore peri hagefen, you can say on it bore peri hagefen, venotlin imeno leyadayim, and now you can make netilat yadayim out of it. Change all of what that we learned, that now you can say netilat yadayim. Now it becomes to be water. Before it was a fruit. Now it becomes to be liquid. Now it becomes to be water. דברי רבי אליעזר, it's the opinion of רבי אליעזר. וחכמים אומרים, but חכמים are saying, בין כך ובין כך מברכים על בורא פרי הגפן. If you add water, haven't added water, you're going to say בורא פרי הגפן on it, ואין נוטלין ממנו לידיים, and not going to make נטילת ידיים out of it, with it. ותאמיו, the רבנן, and the reason of the רבנן, משום הפסד אוכלים, because they don't want to lose food, you're not allowed to ruin food. כך מצאתי בהלכות גדולות. I saw it in the book that calls הלכות גדולות, אצל קידוש והבדלה, in the part chapter that talks about קידוש and הבדלה. ובדקתי בתוספתה, and I checked it in the book that calls תוספתה, ולא גרסינן בהכי, and they're not learning it like that. It's the opinion of the הלכות גדולות that you have that version, but in תוספתה, it doesn't written like that. אלא כמו שהוא בספרים, just like that it's written in the books, like that we learned in the Gemara. כרבי אליעזר, להקדשית אור רבי אליעזר, דאמר נוטלין ממנו לידיים, that he said that you can make נטילת ידיים out of it, ולא חייש להפסד אוכלין, and he's not afraid of losing food. למי חזר, רבנן, what they use the wine without adding water to it, לשתייה, to drink it, דמברכין עליו ברכת היין, because they're going to say ברכה of wine. What's? לקורייתי. קורייתי, it's פיישון בלעז. In old French, it's פיישון. ובלשון חכמים, and in the words of חכמים, אנומלית ואלבונטית. אנומלית ואלבונטית, it's what that I told you, that you add a little bit of honey and pepper to the wine, and it becomes to be קורייתי, drinkable. אין מעבירין כוס מלא על הפת, you cannot bring cup full with liquids above the bread, שלא ישפר, that we're not going to spill על הפת on the bread, ותהי הפת בזויה, and the bread going to be בזויה. Embarrassed? What? Yes, embarrassed. Nice. Wouldn't use that word. Bzuya means disgraced. Disgraced. Patak zarak through. Was throwing. Distena o amin shterishon belaz. Mana shel basar mevushal. A dish of cooked meat. Midi de mamis. Something that can ruin. Shemitma'ech bezrikato. That gonna... squeeze bezrikato, when you're going to throw it, kegon te'anim, like dates, squash Long Island in New York, Brooklyn, yeah. England, Germany, we have here mamash. And you want me to learn kvetch שמתמאך בזריקתו, כגון תאנים, like dates, שבשלו כל צורכם, that are ready, ממש, רטוטים, and strawberries, that are very soft, and they can squash. Kvetch. They can be kvetch. Delo ממיס, and something that it cannot be squeezed, רימון ואגוז, pomegranate, and... nuts וכל דבר קשה, and every hard thing. Thank you very much. חזק וברוך. See you at your 05 London.